Mischke. AM 1500, KSTP.
Thank you very much. Johnny?
Hello?
What do you think when I say 289? What do you think?
I think of...
No, what's the next thing that comes into your head? I say 289.
3509?
See, isn't it amazing? And you barely listen to
is
the
that
show.
Right?
The, yeah.
3509?
Yeah.
Yay.
That's great. This is sort of the high point in your day. Hey, I was thinking earlier about the song No Woman, No Cry.
Yes.
What's that about? No Woman, No Cry. I mean, there's two ways of looking at No Woman, No Cry. One is, if you don't have a woman, you'll never cry.
No, I don't think that's it. I think it's singing to a woman. And I think...
Right, but you wouldn't know that. See, you could say, you know, no woman, no cry. You know, no bank account, no money. No, you know, if you don't have one, you don't have the other. So a lot of people
gotcha.
See it that way. But I think what he's saying is, no, mm-hmm. no. Woman. Don't cry.
Right, I agree. And there's even a verse in there that...
Well, why is she crying?
Well, he says in one of the verses he's leaving, I'll be going...
He is?
Something, blah, blah, blah.
Hold the lyrics on that, Speed. I don't recall that.
Sorry, Speed.
Now, he starts out singing about he was stuck in a government yard. What,
yeah,
what the devil happened to him? Was he arrested?
No, I've always, the way I've understood it, and perhaps I'm wrong, the trench town or whatever he's talking about was like the...
Sounds like a homeless stretch.
Right, it was a kind of a rundown area where he lived. Was he in Kingston in the 50s? I don't remember. Someplace in Jamaica.
You're talking about Marley?
Yeah.
And what's so, Oba serving?
I'll ask the questions here. Just give me the lyrics.
Well, do you want me to print it for you, or what do you want to hear?
If you could read them. I remember it starts out. No woman, no cry.
When we used to sit, yep, in the government yard in Trenchtown.
Not so fast. You always talk so fast. I can't understand you. You're like the... Who are the people who speak other languages who talk quickly? You know, the people that are known internationally for speaking quickly, and Americans never can understand them. Who is it? It's Speed, what are your ancestors?
I'm Irish.
might be the Gaelic language. What are the words? Say it slowly. Give it to John.
How about I print it out and give it to you?
When you went to Brown, weren't you taught that you had to speak at a certain clip?
Yeah, I got a great education at Brown.
Who was your professor there? Was
it
Bullet
names.
Bob Lang?
No.
Bullet didn't teach there?
Not when I was there.
All right, what are the words?
In the government yard in Trenchtown.
No, I remember.
Oh.
I remember.
Actually, it starts, said.
Speed.
Said.
Speed.
That's how it starts.
Speed.
I'm reading it.
Speed. 289. Come on, man. 289. All right, that's a boy. So read the lyrics.
I remember when we used to sit in the government yard in Trenchtown. Oba observing. Oba.
You know,
what?
Like observing.
But that's not how it's spelled.
Abba, observing.
The hypocrites.
It's sort of beatboxing before there was beatboxing. Then what?
The hypocrites. As they would mingle with the good people we meet.
Okay.
Good friends we have, good friends we've lost along the way. In this great future, you can't forget your past, so dry your tears, I say. No woman, no
cry. So why is she crying there, Johnny?
Just remembering...
The good friends?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Because it sounds like some sort of a... Government insurrection. I mean, it sounds like some sort of civil war or something, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like some sort of a...
I've never taken it that way,
sort
I
of
confess.
A strike or a Gdansk shipyard
no,
sort of a deal.
I
get all these images when I hear this song. I'm always...
Okay. Uh-huh.
A government yard. Almost makes it sound like it was a sort of a reservation or something.
Well, I think it was like it's areas of the town that the government owned where people lived in that way. I believe. Now, I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But that's the way I've always understood it.
Mm-hmm. One thing about reggae, they never want you unhappy. You know, then you have what's that song? Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is going to be all right. Here they're living in a freaking ditch. He wants the lady smiling. You know, it's almost as though they're just not.
It's
not...
all to that bouncy beat.
Yeah, because that's why you can't be sad. Because they don't have blues there. Yeah, they could be. We were lynched and liked it. It just. What about that music? What do they call that time? It's not 4/4. What do they call that kind of time in reggae?
The beat's on the opposite. It's on the 1 and the 3.
Yeah, 1/3 time, yeah. You call it? Right. Okay, Johnny. Yeah,
thanks. I got to do news now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Partly sunny and 58 degrees. Police officers responding to a domestic disturbance call at a townhouse in Hugo early this morning discovered a meth lab inside. They arrested 31-year-old James Langer, who lives in the complex on Emmett Drive with his girlfriend and her 12-year-old daughter.
How's James feeling right now? Driving around town, the Langer family, they're hearing, Jim's been arrested with a meth lab. I always think about it. You never hear about the people who know the guy driving around. Oh, that's my buddy Jim. You know, all these names we throw out, none of us know these people, but some listeners must.
Mm-hmm. Must I knew a name a, once when, guy, Nancy, when Nancy Fox was reading a story, like, what? Really?
You know what? I knew one, too.
Really?
And you know what was really weird?
What?
It was a teacher I had in high school.
Oh, wow.
And he was arrested. They went into his house with a search warrant and found a sacrificial altar.
What?
And he worked with children, yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
And I knew that guy. In fact, he was a neighbor of mine. I'm going to leave it right there. It's a small town, this St. Paul. Let's leave it right there and not even give out initials, though that would be tempting.
Well, in this one, neighbor Ken Bronk was bothered by a child.
KB, please.
Being in the house.
Do something. That's one thing, but 12-year-old, no. Especially if they were using it themselves and she got hold of it. And
this guy's a professor at the U. You know this guy?
What guy?
KB. He's a prof at the U in the physics department.
Which guy? This guy?
The guy, weren't you just...
No, he's not.
Yeah, yes. Listen to him again.
Do something. That's one thing. But 12-year-old, no. Especially if they were using it themselves. And
is that Ken Brown?
Yes.
You never know what could happen.
Langer?
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Okay. Langer was taken into custody on the domestic
dispute. You're already giving him the nickname Langer?
His name is Langer.
Oh, I thought it was just Lang.
No, it's James Langer. Yeah, I've decided to go with the nickname on this one.
I mean, I mentioned that sometimes we know people, and Johnny reveals it's his old scout buddy from Den 12. Langer.
They took the old Langer into custody on the domestic dispute. Faces further charges on the meth.
He still got that rabbit that he had when we were younger.
Some of the presidential frontrunners on the Republican side had to withstand some jabs from those lagging in the polls in a debate last night. Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo said he thinks some of his rivals have undergone recent conversions on abortion and other issues. And he has hit songs, he writes books, a popular chain restaurant, and soon Jimmy Buffett will have a casino.
Hey.
The songwriter and Harris Entertainment plan to open a Margaritaville casino and resort in Biloxi, Mississippi. $704 million project set to be finished in early 2010. Yes, that is Jimmy.
I lost my life savings, jumped off a parking ramp, landed on the ground, had to cruise on back home.
5 Eyewitness News weather forecast.
My bruise is a beauty.
Isolated evening showers.
Then. Hey, Johnny, what were we talking about earlier? Something I was going to say. Oh. When I was a boy, you know when rabbit's feet were popular?
Uh-huh.
The
sure.
same guy I was talking about that had the altar?
Yeah.
This is going to give it away for the last few people out there who don't know who this guy is. You know, we always had lucky rabbit's feet. I had a lucky rabbit foot, my neighbors. This guy one time pulled out the rest of the thing. He had the rest of it.
The rest of the rabbit?
Yeah. Yeah, he always was, you know, Mr. Contrarian. You know, he had to be different. Okay. He had the rest of it.
Evening showers, then clear and cool, 42 overnight, 73 tomorrow, 83 Friday. Right now, partly sunny, 58 degrees at AM 1500.